What's up, everybody? This is Talk To Me at Louder Than Life 2022, and these are the interviews.
I have memories. I think that's also called brainwashing, you know?
A band's going out and actually making their voices heard and telling their stories.
We're all right, guys, let's welcome Amigo the Devil to the Talk To Me podcast here, notfest.com. Guys, how we doing?
We're good. Great. We're good.
Great. Nice, nice. I want to say, listening to Amigo the Devil is a breath of fresh air, man. It's like, because, you know, listen, being in the style of, you know, metal all the time, you know, and then throwing some Amigo the Devil, and it's just like, it just kind of, it's a throwback, but it's current. It's so much, so many emotions go through my brain when I listen to the music.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So this is the first time that we're playing a festival as a full band.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Carson on the drums, for example, is the first time I've ever seen or played with somebody who is as batshit crazy as I am.
Right.
So so it really does add a lot of... Because, I mean, when I play alone, I try to be like, ah! Right?
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't always work. And playing as a unit has been so rewarding. Yeah. I have hiccups. Oh.
Are you good? Don't go tired on us.
And it's been nuts because we've been able to add a lot of those elements of that heaviness that I have always... God, come on. That I've always wanted to incorporate without really sacrificing a lot of... What is it?
The hiccup interview.
Is you.
So basically what he's saying is he's able to incorporate all these things he's been wanting to do for years, but hasn't been able to because he's been solo. Right. Yeah. Been having a great time with it, actually.
We've been having a good time.
Well, what do you have a background in playing, like, you know, rockabilly or anything like that?
Not really rockabilly. I come from more of like a punk, metal, grindy, that kind of stuff. I mean, noise rock kind of stuff too. I mean, but yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
Well, I think the one thing listening to the stuff is when it comes down to like this style of music, and because in metal you can kind of hide behind a riff and you can hide behind, you know, kind of go into some classic tropes that, you know do a power chord here and there, stuff like that. But what you're doing is artistic, and it seems to be more challenging than just, hey, let's put a metal band together and play open E chords and stuff, you know. Yeah. Like, you have to be creative, and it seems like it'd be very tough to write the style of stuff you're doing because it's so, you have to be, you know, so I guess out there and showing yourself.
Well, I think there's definitely, I think the easiest part of it is that there's a level of honesty.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in like a congratulatory way. I just mean that I don't really see the purpose of trying to be anything other than honest, because it's just kind of dumb. And that's something that we all have been trying to genuinely put in the forefront of everything, like when we are putting the arrangements together, when we're playing, it's how does it make us feel, and do we believe it? Like, is this something that actually makes sense to our minds collectively, right?
Absolutely.
Does it make sense, though, when he comes in with some of these arrangements, and you're like, all right, that's what we're doing today?
I feel like for us two, specifically, we listen to such stupid shit.
Okay.
Just, like, out there garbage music. That everything makes sense to us.
Okay.
So we'll come in and just do
it all, but then like the other like members of the band will kind of rein it in and be like, all right, hold on a second.
They're the wranglers. They're like the keepers of
we can't do this.
If it were up to us, we'd just be like, ah.
And then, like I said, just hide behind some metal riffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
So, but no, on you know, in the forefront of the writing is always, for me, the story is the first thing.
Yeah.
Everything is just a foundation that we build for the story to sit on. Yeah. And everything that we build as an actual sonic landscape is just to emphasize parts or take away or,
As for the drum parts especially, it's like the dynamics to match the feeling of the emotion of the writing. Because, I mean, I could easily just play blast beats over stuff or like do whatever pocket
get to it. I mean, it had like such like kind of a vaudeville feel to it, you know, and just even you know, some Elvis in there and stuff too, man. Your voice, dude. I was playing it for the wife on the way in today, and she's like, "God, he sounds just like Elvis." I'm like, "He does sound like Elvis. It's amazing, man."
That's a huge compliment. So thank you.
No, it's good stuff. So I mean, where does that come from with you? Like, you know, growing up, were you listening to Johnny Cash and Elvis and all that or anything?
Not at all.
Really?
Not
wow.
Not at all. Because my family's, you know, my mom's a little Latin lady. My dad lives in Greece. I didn't have any of the influences that I guess like a lot of the Eastern European stuff, like Liars Club riffy, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that stuff I could see that, but I mean, I don't know.
For the most part, I think it's such a mishmash of things that I've discovered on my own, and then the shit my parents listened to that I didn't want to listen to.
Right.
That had nothing to do with music that wasn't, you know, Latin or Greek or Spanish or Turkish or whatever it was. So it sucks that I don't have a more direct answer, because I wish I could point and be like,
right,
you know, I remember this memory of my dad on the porch listening
the
to this, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't. So I taught myself.
There we go. Well, one thing I found looking into you is something I also love to do is collecting and just hoarding and just, you know, just getting like a good garage sale, man.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about, you know, you going in and picking, man.
I love it.
Oh, isn't it the best though?
Love it. Someone's like, that is trash. I'm like, you're so wrong. Lately, the obsession has been percussion, like weird percussion, okay, bells, old church bells, or what are those things? The plates?
Like plates that like we're gonna like string up and like use a bow.
Yeah,
on, we have some ideas.
Yeah,
it's been
just an obsession with anything that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's a lot cheaper than human remains.
Are you the type that, you know, driving down the road, you pass something on the side of the road, and you slow down, and you at least got to give it a once over to?
Nah, because it has lice.
All right.
if it got thrown away, it has lice. I don't. At the store, they go, psh, and there's no more lice.
Over the years, man, what's some of the stuff you've kind of collected? What's the highlights of stuff you've found? Any crazy deal that you've gotten on something that you were, you know?
Well, I mean, one of my favorites. It's a lot of years of collecting, so like I really, really enjoy. There's a notebook of these old. So Helen Keller used to have these fundraising papers that she would send out, and it was a notebook of Helen Keller signatures, where she would use a ruler, so it's these very fine lines and all that, and it's a binder of Helen Keller fundraising paper signed by her.
Wow.
And to me, that's one of the absolute craziest examples of the human just fortitude of survival and existence. And yeah, I don't know. To me, that was always a really, really exciting proof of just possibility.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
And like to not complain about the dumb shit I complain about, but it's hot.
It's really hot today.
Hot.
Oh my goodness. Well, what is the kind of the immediate future of Amigo the Devil? I know you're writing and some recording some stuff possibly, and
yep,
all
we're
that
gonna
stuff.
Be recording early next year.
Yep.
Touring forever.
Nice.
Forever and ever.
And quickly talk about playing in a cave, caving in alive and alone.
Oh, that was ice tight. She basically gave us the keys. The person who was in charge of the cave gave me the keys, and she's like, "Have fun." And it was 8 stories underground, and we had to haul all the gear down there, like cameras, lights, all that, and then played. And then I got the bright idea where I got real cocky. My ego was like,
"There you go."
And I was like, "Hey, before you lock up, before we leave, like, could you just turn off the lights for a little bit?" And all the lights were upstairs. So she turned them off. Yeah, the second she did that, I was like, I am not strong.
What's going on?
I am not brave. And it's funny because we just, on the drive back from this last tour, we stopped at, was a Homestead?
Homestead Crater.
Homestead like Crater in Utah.
It's a little crater. It's like always 96 degree water. Get it?
Yeah, and same thing. We're just kind of like, it's 60 feet deep.
Right.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Terrifying. There's bodies out there.
Tons of bodies.
There's got to be all kinds of bodies.
Thousands.
It's more bodies than water, actually.
Yeah, it's more bodies than water, without a doubt. Without That's a doubt. Why it's 60 feet deep, is displacement. And so same thing. We asked her. We're like, hey, I know you got to go, but like, can you just turn off the lights? And she did. And we were all wearing these life jackets and just floating around like little eggs in the dark. Just like,
just pitch black. But then it started raining because there's like a grid at the top. So this ice cold rain was just hitting just our head.
It was so good.
It was tight. Oh,
nice.
Tight.
We should invest in the Homestead Crater because we talk about it so much.
What's the stonks on that?
Stonks.
The Homestead Crater.
Yeah, I'm an
presented
investment.
By Amigo the Devil.
Investment man. I need stonks in the crater.
Well, awesome, guys. Well, I love chatting with you guys. Love the album. Love what you guys are doing. And once again, Amigo the Devil here, Talk To Me Podcast, knotfest.com. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate you.
The Talk To Me Podcast, presented by knotfest.com. Follow the show at Talk To Me Talk. Be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review on your favorite podcast app to get the latest from the Talk To Me Podcast.